Facebook had no idea what it was building, and it might still not know. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Yesterday on the show, we talked to the fact checkers trying to clean up Facebook. Today, we're looking at how misinformation on Facebook affects democracy here in America and the social fabric of many other countries, from India to the Philippines to Myanmar. That's the topic of a two-part Frontline documentary called The Facebook Dilemma, airing this week on PBS stations. It explores Facebook's growth and how it has responded to warnings that its network could be used for propaganda, violence, and to prop up authoritarian regimes. James Jacoby is a producer of The Facebook Dilemma. He said Facebook initially thought its global impact was positive.
A former employee who worked there at the time, who actually worked in the Middle East as kind of an ambassador for Facebook, was saying that those sorts of anecdotes about rumor spreading in places like Egypt in 2011 didn't really cause any alarm to go off at headquarters because they took on this idea of themselves as not being really responsible for what was going on the platform. And I think that they didn't really want to invest or didn't have the resources at the time to invest in really looking at what some of the downsides were.
The Facebook executives you talk to, they have one pretty consistent talking point, which is that they felt they were slow to respond to these problems. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you came away understanding why Facebook was so slow to respond?
It was a combination of things. It was a combination of the true complexity of dealing with these types of problems. That's what a lot of former employees are saying about it, that what do you do about misinformation? What do you do about the ability of rumors to spread? How do you do that at a scale of 2.2 billion people on your platform? These are all really new, really complicated problems, and they really did seem to think it was not their responsibility, which, you know, the viewer can decide whether that's something that was an excuse or something that, if you think about taking on that responsibility, which they're doing now, is something that we also need to contemplate, because the more they try to solve these problems, in some ways, the more power they have over speech and over political discourse and over the information that a lot of people see on Facebook.
Yeah. One question that my Make Me Smart co-host Kai Rizdal is fond of asking, which I think we're all asking, is just the fundamental one. Does Facebook get it?
They like to say they get it. They like to say that they understand their responsibilities and they're taking a broader view of their responsibilities. But I don't actually think that they're really reconsidering their fundamental business model. And some people might say, you know, what does it mean for them to get it? And it may entail a real radical existential question there for them as to whether they actually are doing more harm than good.
James Jacoby is a producer of the new two-part Frontline documentary, The Facebook Dilemma. Part 2 airs tonight. The Washington Post has a piece in partnership with Frontline about how Ukraine tried to get help from Facebook to deal with Russian disinformation affecting its elections as far back as 2015. Facebook's response has been slow. We've got a clip from The Facebook Dilemma on our website, marketplacetech.org, and the whole thing is available on the PBS website. And now for some related links. There is a remarkable piece in BuzzFeed in the wake of Brazil's election, where a far-right evangelical was elected president over the weekend. Over there, Facebook-owned WhatsApp was the platform of choice for spamming potential voters with propaganda and lies. The BuzzFeed piece is about how social media in general is helping to radicalize societies all over the world, and how premium information is increasingly going behind paywalls so that, quote, the poor, the old, and the young will be left with trolls, abuse, propaganda, and conspiracies. It is grim. And it makes me think of an interview I did back in January of this year with historian Neil Ferguson. He wrote this book called The Square and the Tower about the power of networks, you know, platforms, mediums. And we talked then about the Reformation, the Protestant uprising against the Catholic Church in the 15th and early 16th century. Bear with me. I bring this up because the upheaval, the revolt, and the 30 years war that eventually resulted were brought about in large part because of a new technology that let information and propaganda spread farther and faster and more efficiently than humanity had ever seen. That technology was the printing press. And I do not by any means say this to let Facebook off the hook, and I do not think that Facebook should be in the position of controlling for even a minute what gets printed on the press. I say it to point out the scale of what we are dealing with here, because if we're going to get it, really get it, we should start with the stakes. These politics are way more than local. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Sign up for our daily email newsletter by October 31st, and you could be in for a Halloween treat. We're giving away 10 treat bags filled with some great Marketplace swag, including our high-powered phone charger, a pretty cool gadget you cannot get anywhere else. Subscribe today at marketplace.org for your chance to win, and good luck.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.